Okay, guys. Try to help you any way I can.
Coach, now that you've been through preseason, training camp and everything, evaluate your offense. You're in a league now where there's a lot of high-scoring teams. Points are being produced at a high rate now, bigger than ever before. Can your team keep up offensively, you think?
I think it's what we choose to do. We're going to try to play the kind of offense and the kind of football that we want to play, and it's complementary football. So offense complementing the defense, defense complementing the offense, special teams, bridging the two. So part of that will be explosive, take shots. Part of it will be run the football. Whether that keeps up with somebody else, I don't know that answer.
Coach, what's your message to fans to get them to come out here on Sunday?
Oh, just what it's been. I mean, this is the Bay Area's team, and, we're going to do our part. We're going to do things the right way on and off the field. And I think that's what this area wants. That's the kind of team they want. And we're going to go play good football. So we need your help, right? I mean, that can be and has been an awesome home field advantage, that stadium, when it's packed. The heat, the elements, and the fans, that's what makes for a home field advantage. So we all want the same thing, right? At the end of the day, we all want to win championships, and we can all be part of it, which is fun.
You've emphasized from day one protecting the football with these guys. Was that the greatest area of need when you evaluated this team coming in that needed to see a big improvement there in protecting?
It was a big area. I don't know if it was the greatest. There may have been some bigger non-specific football issues that needed addressed, but it's one of them.
Greg, you've talked a lot about football as the ultimate team sport. Yet you also know that quarterback, is the premium position maybe in sports. And you look at Manning and Rodgers and Brady and the championships. And I guess what I'm asking you is, can you overestimate how important Freeman's play is to the success of this team?
Well, I mean, quarterback, without a doubt, is an important part, Ira. But I really believe that all 11 on offense make it happen, all 11 on defense. Does the quarterback have to – is his 11th a big 11th? Sure it is. But everybody's got to do it. And I think Josh is an important part to this team, but I don't think he has to feel the weight of the world on his shoulders. He needs to go do his job, just like the right guard's got to do his job and all the way down the line.
You take the same approach with defense facing the Panthers this week. I mean, is the priority to put pressure on Cam Newton, or is it to stop the run? Is there one thing that is the priority for this defense?
Well, Cam Newton is kind of stop the run. And put pressure on them. They'll run the zone read game where their back's in the shotgun and Cam's reading it and he's running it and he's also throwing off it. So there's a lot of different things he does for that offense. So it's going to have to be an all-encompassing effort. He's certainly, one of the elite athletes in the league. So we need to make sure we have different things to account for him. But someone asked the question earlier in the week about how do you shut him down? I don't think you do. I think you just try to limit him.
You made a transaction, got another cornerback back. You seem kind of heavy at that defensive back position, and then on the offensive line, are you concerned at all about depth there, at least going into this game, or is this a one-game type thing, or what's happening with Hardman and him?
I think we still have 10 guys in the offensive line, so how you choose to do it, if it's 8-2, eight active and two on the practice squad. But I think I feel good where we are, because at the end of the day, you're only going to dress 7 or 8 anyway. So we're able to practice. We're not putting a load on anybody. Defensive back, we have a couple guys that got nagging little things. And, they're going to play 3 wideouts, and they're going to do those things, and we're going to have to be able to have enough defensive backs to defend them. So you just want to make sure that we have the guys in-house that can do it. And Mac's a guy who is with us and knows what we're doing and did a good job when he was here. So it doesn't shock me he's back. He's a guy that, all along I thought might be coming back. And it's just a little faster than maybe I first thought.
What strikes you about Carolina's defense, Greg, especially they seem strong at linebacker?
Well, they are, and with Beeson back, they'll really be strong. It's an attacking-style defense. They're going to blitz. They're going to come at you in every different way. And they run well. So,
how's that rookie look on tape?
Very good, yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
He's familiar with them anyway, right?
Very familiar, yep.
Same you said about your defense. It's an attacking. They'll come at you from everywhere. You've been kind of close to the vest about what that defense is going to look like. What can you say you know, what, in, I guess in general terms or more specific terms about what your defense is going to look like?
Well, I think we'll be a good mix. You know, I think we'll mix pressure and coverage, movement and static defense. You know, I think to me the key is just don't be sitting ducks. One time you're doing this, the next time you're doing that. Just change up. You know, I think sometimes when you just change up a little bit, people assume that's pressure. It's not necessarily pressure. It's just changing up a little.
The last 8 months getting ready for this weekend, how prepared do you think this team is for opening week, and how excited is Sunday going to be for you when you step out there?
It's going to be exciting. We're not nearly as prepared as we'll be this time next year, but we're a heck of a lot more prepared than we were 5-6 months ago. So that's part of being a new group, a new staff, a new team. But we'll be prepared to go play the game Sunday, I promise you that.
How bothersome is it to you that the NFLRA referees won't be on the field for the Week 1 games?
I can't control that. That's out of my control. I don't worry about stuff I can't control. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.